T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's 5 to 7 Friday morning. It's going to be a chilly one today. Make sure you grab that scarf. Hey, even the gloves. Good morning. It's US 99 and Styles and Roman. We have $1,000 for you. We're going to be kicking it off. Your share of $12,000 a day this morning in 20 minutes at 7:15.
But yesterday on our Facebook Live that we do every single morning at 5:30 a.m. on the US 99 Facebook. Yes, we do a Facebook Live. You're missing out.
Yeah, 5:30 a.m. Wake up with us.
We discussed somehow first concerts. And it actually got to be really, really fun because in the comments, people were talking about their first concerts. We had everybody ranging from Bruce Springsteen at Giant Stadium to Huey Lewis in the News to Andy Gibb to a B96 Summer Bash to Alabama. Hillary Duff, yeah. A lot of really cool and very, very a wide variety of first concerts.
So we thought, hey, let's have some fun on the air with this as well. So 312-946-4995. What is that first concert you've ever gone to? So I'll go first. So the first concert I ever went to was...
Here we come.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
The Monkees.
The legendary Monkees.
The Monkees at the Rosemont Horizon.
You not ready the Allstate Arena. Not the Allstate Arena.
Hey!
The Rosemont Horizon.
So that was the first concert that I ever went to, and I messed up on the Facebook Live this morning. I thought it was a crazy concert. I thought it was the Pope. It was the Pope and the Monkees, so I actually looked it up, and it was actually Joseph Cardinal Bernardin. Remember him?
Oh,
from
yeah.
way back in the day, Cardinal
yeah.
Bernardin. You don't remember Cardinal Bernardin for real?
No, I really don't.
All right, Cardinal Bernardin. It was Cardinal Bernardin and the Monkees. They were live at the Rosemont Theater.
Why were they together?
It was something sponsored by the Catholic Youth Office. I'm reading all about it online. That was November 3rd, 1986. That was the first concert that I ever attended. It was the Monkees and Cardinal Bernardin.
Right, that was Styles. I am Roman. My first concert I ever went to was... Play that... The legendary Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, Journey with Steve Perry. I love this group.
Don't stop believing.
I mean, I love them. And I think I was 6 years old. My father loved Journey. My mom loved Journey too, but she also loved Rod Stewart in Alabama. Every year, I would go see Journey, Rod Stewart in Alabama in concert. From the time I was 6 years old on.
So who had the better concert? Journey or the Monkees with Cardinal Bernardin?
I believe Journey's still like selling out Wrigley Field. What are the Monkees doing right now?
Really? One of them passed away, dude. Come on.
Okay.
You can't make fun of the Monkees.
There's still other ones, aren't
They're
there?
They're not all there anymore, man. Right. So 312-946-4995. Maybe you were at that Monkees concert. Maybe they were sitting next to each other.
Even if all of the Monkees were still alive, Journey still beats them.
Dude, no way. They would be selling out.
Yeah, right.
You know, 11 minutes before $1,000 could be going in your pocket. Good morning. It's Chicago's hottest country, US 99, Styles and Roman this morning. We're having some fun. So call us up, 312-946-4995. Join in. We're talking about first concerts you ever attended.
Yeah, we've had a lot of different people on Facebook. Check out Frank Zappa.
Yeah, okay. Frank Zappa back in the day.
Andy Gibb from the Bee Gees. We've already said Hillary Duff. A lot of variety of people that have seen different shows. 312-946-4995. Good morning, Julie from Itasca. What was your first concert?
The Jackson 5.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I am so jealous. I am a diehard Michael Jackson fan. I have a Michael Jackson Velcro wallet. I never got to see the man perform live, and your first concert was the Jackson 5.
Yes, it was. And you know what? Michael Jackson, I think, was made. Maybe, I don't know, 8 years old.
But you guys are bragging all about Michael Jackson. Can we talk about how amazing was Tito?
Right. It was the big afro and
yeah.
They did the line dances. And
Tito was
the
man.
Outfits. Oh, yeah.
No one has ever said Tito Jackson
Tito,
was the man.
Tito, Tito.
There's something to say for Tito's.
It was a...
one song away before we kick it off. $12K a day, $1,000 for you. But man, we're having some fun this morning. The first concert you ever went to, mine was way back in 1986. I saw the Monkees along with Cardinal Bernadine at the Rosemont Horizon.
The Great Bill. The Great Bill.
Gosh, that thing was sold out, that bad boy.
When I was 6 years old, my first concert was Journey, the legendary Journey with Steve Perry. Loved it. 312-946-4995. Good morning, Ashley from Sycamore. What was your first concert?
Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet's back. All right!
Of course. They're always back.
Now, they're still performing right now. How old were you when you went to go see the BSBs?
Like 8. My mom was a champ. She came with me.
Now, okay, around the room, your favorite Backstreet Boys, Styles?
You can't put this pressure on me. I feel like no one ever says this, so I'm going to give him some credit this morning. Howie,
real nice guy. All right, Roman, my answer is my guy Nick Carter, man. I love Nick. How about you?
Well, I was obsessed with Brian and Lance. It was a tie.
Well, wait, Lance was not in the Backstreet Boys.
You know what, Ashley? Bye, bye, bye.
What?
Different group. He was part of NSYNC.
Lance Bass.
Oh, my God, I'm an idiot.
No, we're idiots for knowing all this.
Yeah.
We are hearing some artists, some bands, names that I haven't heard in a long time. Good morning, it's Chicago's hottest country, US 99. Yes, we're talking about it this morning. What's that first concert you ever been to?
David, our guy on Twitter, said his first concert was the Backstreet Boys followed by NSYNC later that year. That's a great year.
David, really? David, really?
It was younger. I mean, you know, hey, we all secretly love the boy bands. 312-946-4995. Good morning, Lauren from Glenview. What was your first show?
It was a Styx concert.
Styx! I can't think of any Styx songs.
Babe.
Isn't that Sugarland?
How could you do this, Swift? Babe?
No!
We ain't getting through this one, babe.
An older group. Yeah, no, you guys are too young. You're just thinking of more recent.
Yeah, we hear Babe, we think Sugarland, Taylor Swift. You hear Babe, you think Styx.
I didn't say that. That was then.
That was then. This is now. Good morning, Jacqueline. What was your first concert?
Great White. I was 15 years old.
Yes, Great White. What was their big hit?
Once Bitten, Twice Shy.
Sing it for us.
I am not singing it.
Come on, say. One of my first crushes in life was the girl in that video. I don't know who she was or her name. Blonde girl in the Great White video. Oh, I miss her.
Wait, she's calling us up right now. Hello, blonde girl from the video.
Too funny.
It's only 38 degrees outside. Make sure you're dressing warm before you leave for work or school today. But hey, who cares? It is Friday. Good morning. It's Chicago's hottest country, US 99, and Styles and Roman minutes away, 7:50. Tickets for you to the sold-out Garth Brooks show.
Well, one last time, let's talk about this. Styles, your first concert was the Monkees.
Yes, it was. It was amazing. The Rosemont Horizon. Don't be jelly.
Roman, my first concert when I was 6 years old was Journey with Steve Perry. But we're finding our listeners, their first concert is a wild variety of answers. Good morning, Mary Pat from New Lenox. What was your first show?
My first concert was that Monkees concert.
Wait, you went to the one with Cardinal Bernadine?
I absolutely did with our grammar school youth group at St. Mary's Star of the Sea.
So what was your favorite part of the show, the Monkees or the Cardinal?
It was definitely the Monkees. I remember the Cardinal being there, but I don't remember like what he said or what he did, but we definitely were loving the Monkees.
Yeah, that was November 3rd, 1986, Mary Pat. I said on our Facebook Live, I thought it was the Pope.
And at that point, I didn't think that he was telling the truth, because no way the Pope was with the Monkees.
No, that would have been something, no.
That would have been something. Good morning, Shanna from Elgin. What was your first concert?
New Kids on the Block.
I'm sure that's a first for a lot of ladies throughout the Chicagoland area. Tell us about NKOTB.
Oh my gosh, I was so excited. I was probably, I don't know, 8 or 9 maybe. Oh, I cried, I danced. It was over at Poplar Creek.
Poplar Creek,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Funny story, my sister loved NKOTB, so my mom took me and my sister to that concert. Now, I pretended like I hated it. Guys don't like New Kids on the Block, but I will tell you,
right.
It was 97% females there, and I had my binoculars, and I was like, oh my God. Now I love New Kids on the Block, let me tell you.
That's right.
Oh, O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.